Grace and peace to you. I am Reverend Betsy Turner, the pastor of Stockbridge Presbyterian Church. This message is for Sunday, March 22nd, 2020, the fourth Sunday in Lent and our second Sunday of not gathering due to the COVID-19 coronavirus. Friends, we are in a really strange time. That's an understatement. None of us has ever seen a time like this before. And we're having to figure out things as we go, including how we record these messages. But one of the ways that we're going to hang together and figure out how to be church together is through these video devotionals. You can also refer to a church-wide email from March 13th or the church website, spcusa.org, for more information about other churches who are live streaming their worship. I'm so thankful for your faithfulness in these days. Thank you for watching this video and for watching the one last week and for sharing it with your friends and your loved ones. Thank you for liking and commenting on posts on Facebook. It's one of the ways we're staying in touch. Thanks for your calls and your emails to one another and to me. Please know that I am always here. You can get me on my email or my cell phone anytime. I am trying to figure out how to be your pastor during these difficult days. And I'm so thankful that there is plenty of grace for me and for all of us. As we prepare ourselves for worship, I would invite you to take a couple of deep breaths with me. As you inhale, breathe in God's Spirit. And as you exhale, breathe God's love out into your home and the world. As you inhale, rejoice in the promise that this is the day the Lord has made. And as you exhale, respond, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Would you pray with me? Holy God, in the midst of much chaos and confusion, stress and anxiety, we come to worship you. Help us to quiet any other voices in these moments so that we might hear you speaking to us. Bind us together across the distance that separates by the gift of technology and by the power of your Holy Spirit. And grant your peace to our frantic minds, our weary bodies, and our restless spirits. Come, Spirit, come and be with us. Amen. Last week, I told you that I felt like the Spirit was at work in providing us with just the right scripture reading for the day, and that's true again this Sunday. It's amazing to me that this lectionary, written a long time ago by a committee somewhere, often provides us just the right word on the right day, and I don't think that's a coincidence. I believe that that is the power of the Spirit, bringing us the right words and speaking through them into our situation. And this week, that's clear because the lectionary passage, one of them for this week, is Psalm 23, which I don't know about you, but feels like just the right thing that I need to hear today. I am going to read you the King James Version because that is the words that I memorized when I was a child, and maybe you did too. As you hear again these familiar words, I would invite you to listen with new ears to what God is saying to the church. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How often have we turned to these very words in times of trouble, when we were feeling anxious or fearful, in moments of grief and loss. I cannot count how many times I've read these words at a bedside or a funeral. I memorized them as a child, as many of you did, perhaps along with John 3:16, the most commonly memorized verses in all of Scripture. Maybe if you're watching this on Facebook, you could comment below with a favorite verse you remember learning as a child. It feels right to me that we would read the 23rd Psalm in these strange days. Of course, I need not tell you what it's about. The Lord is my shepherd. This majestic and simple psalm tells us through powerful images that God cares for us and how. God cares for us as attentively as a shepherd cares for their flock of sheep. I shall not want. God feeds us and provides for us, and not just enough or just our basic necessities, the way sheep need green grass and clean water. There is that. But the psalm assures us that God provides plenty for us, prepares a table before us, our cup runneth over. You can see God's abundance and generosity here. Like I said last week, this God does not deal in droplets or even buckets full. This is a God who deals in cups overflowing and springs bubbling up eternally. Particularly appropriate and comforting in these dark and difficult days is this, the famous middle section of the psalm, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Notice that the promise here is not a rescue from trouble, an escape from grim circumstance, or a way around the valley. We do go through hard times and valleys. I wish it were not so, and I do not have answers for these mysteries of why terrible and difficult things happen. But so it is, and the promise to us in the midst of our difficulty is that God faithfully goes with us into trouble, through circumstances, right into and through the valley by our side. The promise is that we are not alone, even when things are hard. Even when we walk in scary places, even when we're isolated, even when the situation feels dire, God is with us in those valleys. And with rod and staff, every tool at God's disposal comforts us. Which brings me to my favorite part of the psalm. That last verse, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This I love. Goodness and mercy shall follow me, the psalmist says. What an image. We often think of ourselves as following God in the way of obedience, in the way of faithfulness, but this verse tells us that we're being followed, that God's goodness and mercy pursue us and chase us and track us down wherever we go. There is a book called River's End. It's by Nora Roberts, the really prolific romance and suspense author. And the plot of the book's not important. I'm not even necessarily recommending the book, but it came to my mind this week because the heroine of that book, the main character, has two golden retrievers. And their names are, guess what? Goodness and Mercy. It is a credit to the author that she does not draw attention to this or wink at it in a cutesy way. But that's just the name of these dogs, the faithful dogs that follow the main character through all the action of the book. For those of us who know Psalm 23, who have known these words, we get the reference. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. So this may seem strange to some of you. It's strange for me because I'm not a dog person. But I want us to try picturing God as a dog today. Or if you can't go that far, then picture God as a shepherd and two faithful sheepdogs at God's side, one named Goodness and one named Mercy. If you've had or if you have a dog, you might picture your own dog, a sweet retriever, a proud poodle, an energetic terrier, a floppy-eared hound, a cute little Scotty dog. or an old friendly mutt. Picture that dog and then think about God or about God's goodness and mercy as being like that dog. Picture goodness trotting along at your side as you move through your house from room to room, or as you walk around your yard or your neighborhood. Picture mercy bounding along with you every step you take, eagerly and joyfully appreciating the beauty of the creation, its sights, and yes, its smells. Imagine God's kindness, loyally keeping you company, curling up next to you on the couch, or laying warm and heavy on the foot of your bed, keeping watch as you rest. Or the love of God bustling around your feet, nudging you for attention when you're distracted, and always there to greet you excitedly, whether you've been away for a moment, or a day, or a long, long time. As these long days of watching the virus and waiting for news go by, a time of so many unknowns and so many worries, I am thankful to know and to be reminded and to remind you of this, that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. God provides what we need and abundantly so, and walks with us through every valley, even this one that we're in right now, this strange time and place. But as we walk this valley, lonely perhaps, but not alone, with our anxieties and our fears and whatever else we may be feeling, I'm also thankful to picture myself and to suggest to you that the Lord is also something like a fiercely loyal, loving, protective dog. That surely goodness and mercy shall follow us, pursue us, chase us, nudge us, curl up next to us, track us down and keep us close, and never ever leave us alone. All the days of this strange season and all the days of our lives forever. Thanks be to God for this good news, and amen. We're called to make joyful noise, so I'm going to make some joyful noise for you now, my friends. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. Now let us pray. God of grace and of glory, Lord of life and of love, we bless this day because it is the day that you have given us. We rejoice in your good creation and in your deep love made known to us in the person of Jesus Christ. God, the reality of this coronavirus pandemic has changed our lives, and it has changed this day. We would rather be together as usual. We would rather go about our normal schedules and routines. We would rather things be normal. We recognize before you now all the ways that our lives are not normal right now, the way we have been interrupted and disrupted. And we acknowledge that for all the ways that we've been inconvenienced, there are others around us who are suffering more deeply. So we lay before you all the little and the big losses that have come with this strange situation. It is sacred and right that we would grieve these things before you. And yet, grief, surprise, anxiety, disappointment need not be the only feelings we have today. It is a beautiful day, a day that you have made. We give thanks for the gift of life and love, and for the gift of community. We praise you for the gift of technologies that are helping us to stay connected while we're apart, and especially for the power of your Holy Spirit that binds us together across time and space. We are grateful for the gift of your word and the opportunity to gather around it, and for this chance to explore new ways of gathering and learn new ways and things about ourselves and about you and about how to be the church. As we always do, but with particular urgency in these days, we pray for the sick and those who care for them, for the dying and those who grieve, for the poor and those who are most vulnerable, for the anxious and those who feel alone, for those in seats of power, that they may lead with wisdom for the common good, and for ourselves, that you would give us all that we need for the facing of this day, this week, and this situation. Hear us as we name in silence or out loud in our own spaces the specific concerns of our hearts and the particular ways we need your grace. Hear our prayers, O God, as we pray in the name of the one who is our good shepherd, the giver of all goodness and mercy, our loyal companion, who in his time among us taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Would you join me in singing the doxology? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Friends, before we part from this time, a few reminders from the church. All church activities do remain canceled, including gathering for worship next week, March 29th. You will find another video from me coming next week. Your session is in ongoing conversation, and we will let you know as we know more and as more decisions are made. We're trying to keep the office open with limited access to the building, until it is no longer feasible or allowable to do so. And we are checking phone messages in any case, so you can always reach us there, or you can reach me on my cell phone or by email. Our ministry and our expenses do continue, and so we would ask you to continue your faithful giving as you're able to do so. We're in the process of setting up some online giving options that are going to show up, we hope, on our website this coming week, and we will let you know when those are live. Your continuing gifts are really important as we care for the health and the sustainability of the church. I do encourage each and every one of you to heed the warnings of our public health officials who are asking us to stay home. Do this for your own sake and do it for the sake of others. Remember that healthy people can pass this virus around to those who are more vulnerable. And right now, our being apart is the way to be good neighbors to one another and to the whole world. So practice your good hygiene, wash your hands, and stay home. But as I keep saying, stay home and stay in touch. Our executive presbyter, Aisha Brooks Lytle, said in one of her updates, as we cancel gatherings and participate in distancing, let us not cancel emotional and spiritual connections. This is wisdom. We're still the church. Church is not canceled. So pick up the phone, check on one another, call somebody and share words of encouragement, jokes, stories, prayers. If you need support, please reach out to someone, your elder, me, a friend, somebody. I will be proactive in staying in touch with you, and your elders will as well, but do not hesitate to call on us. Stay in and stay healthy and stay in touch and stay generous, my friends. I charge you now the way I charge you every week when we gather for worship, to go forth from this moment to love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit who is at work among us, and go knowing, trusting, and believing you do not go alone. For the God who made the green grass and the flowing streams, the Christ who is our good shepherd, and the Spirit who brings goodness and mercy right into our laps, this one true God abides with us now and will remain with us forever. Knowing this, my friends, be at peace. Amen.